vacation to talk to us before the next mother loses her son in Iraq. As for that war, Bush insisted again he is staying put.
It's very important for our citizens, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, to understand that the mission is a vital mission, and it's one that will be that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals, which was to help the Iraqis.
In Iraq, U.S. military officials say a Marine was killed as a result of a roadside bombing that took place last night in a city west of Baghdad. Meanwhile, gunmen killed at least six others in attacks across the country today. Three Iraqi soldiers were killed, one officer kidnapped in separate attacks. A police captain says in another incident, gunmen in Baghdad killed a civilian who was walking to a mosque for afternoon prayers. A prominent Washington lobbyist and friend of House Speaker Tom DeLay has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on fraud charges arising from a deal to buy casino boats. The indictment charges that Jack Abramoff and an associate used a fake wire transfer to defraud two lenders out of some $60 million to finance the deal for Sun Cruise Casinos. Abramoff's Miami attorney says his client did not commit fraud, calling the allegations totally unfounded. Former WorldCom finance chief Scott Sullivan says he accepts responsibility for what he calls his cowardly actions. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison today by a judge who praised him for cooperating with prosecutors, but also criticized him for engineering the largest accounting fraud in U.S. history. And the man who was believed to be the oldest living professional baseball player has died. Former Negro League star Ted Double Duty Radcliffe died today at age 103 of complications following a long bout with cancer. He was a frequent visitor to the Chicago White Sox game and had become part of a kind of a tradition by throwing out the first ball on his birthday, July 7th, in recent years. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, nuclear terrorism is probably my least favorite kind of terrorism, and the fact that we actually haven't had any yet doesn't make me, you know, like it any better. On the next Al Franken Show, we'll discuss the troubling topic of nuclear anything, power, waste, proliferation, but especially terrorism, with J. Peter Skoblik. That's all next time on
Fedankin.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Start singing Sweet Neocon.
No, I can't. As a matter of fact, I've got it before we even get the program started. I got an email from a music guy last night. His name is Rich. He wrote, greetings, Mike, like your show. However, I was listening last night and actually almost called in, and I'm not a caller-inner. When you spoke of the new song due out on the Rolling Stones' new album, A Bigger Bang, called Sweet Neocon, and mentioned that the Stones very rarely, if ever, write their own music, I was taken aback by your obvious lack of knowledge here. The Rolling Stones have a catalog of nearly 400 original songs, all written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Come on, Mike. I wrote back to Rich and said, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was absolutely wrong. I don't know. And like I said to Rich, when I really used to listen to the Stones, I was usually stoned, wrecked so many times. I have no idea what they wrote and what they didn't write. Now, that's not an excuse, but it's the reason. I always, I would just sit there and bob up and down to Sympathy for the Devil or something and just not even care who wrote it. You know, when you are hammered to the point where the sidewalk is moving, right? Okay. We have a more than usual amount of sound from Bush today. He held a press conference outside at Prairie Chapel with three or four murderers by his side, a black woman and a couple of white guys, murderers all. Interesting to watch these killers standing there holding a press conference. But we have a lot of Bush for you tonight because we don't know here at the Molloy program exactly what he was talking about. Kath and I were talking about this. At one point, he was asked a question at one point, and he went on for 10 minutes. So we came to the conclusion that he is really starting to break down. He's starting to lose it completely. Kathy's field of study before she switched to nursing and then got out of that to come into this business was psychology. And she was Georgia State University Psychology of the Year, student of the year, back when we were first started dating, which was a long time ago. But I say that not to brag on her, but just to say that she understands this a hell of a lot better than I do. And sitting watching Bush dissemble the way he was dissembling, it set off the alarm bells for Kathy. Kathy just viscerally dislikes the bastard. But this goes beyond disliking him. This is the fear that a lunatic is in charge of the United States. His lips were moving. He was gesturing like he was making sense, but it sounded like a bunch of thrown-together random sentences from his Iraq speeches over the last 5 years. And like I say, the rambling is almost incoherent. Makes you wonder how much longer before this guy goes, moon howling insane, and what we're prepared to do about it. I realize there, what is it, 22nd Amendment, 18th or something about removing somebody from office. Just a couple of quick things here about Cindy's situation. Aurora from San Francisco wrote this, and I like this. It says, Mike, It's weird, but I can't actually hate anybody. I can and do hold other antagonistic feelings, but not hate. I'm kind of a bit off when you say how much you hate these people. Lately, I'm doubting my own inability to hate. I'm impatiently waiting for your program to start. I know that you'll be covering the ongoing smear campaign, but I also like to point out that the right wing, getting their cue from Bush, are framing the topic on Cindy's issue to the get the troops out of Iraq. Now, yes, she's asking for that too, but her primary reason is to have Bush explain, quote, what's the noble cause my son and the 1,800-plus soldiers in Iraq, Iraqis, have died for, end quote. And Aurora writes, we need to counteract their tactic by reframing the conversation where it really belongs, specifically to reflect Cindy's mission. Yeah, I've noticed that too going on. I noticed it today on CNN and our local news. That the framing, and this is what Karl Rove and these murderous people are, these killers, these destroyers of the American dream, what they're so good at framing, putting out there into the media echo chamber what they want people like you and me to eat, to absorb through our skin, our ears, our mouths. But Cindy Sheehan is down there demanding Bush pull the troops out of Iraq. And as Aurora points out, that may be a secondary or tertiary reason, but the primary reason that she's down there is because George Bush is directly responsible for the death of her son. And she wants to know, she wants to hear it from this lousy bastard, what exactly his reason is for sending her son to die and 1,800 others. That's all. So, yeah, that's a good point, Aurora. Our good friend Will Pitt is down there. And, excuse me, he's blogging on truthout.org. A couple of very quick ones here from him. And the first one here, I can really appreciate what he's saying. Listen to this. I may sound like a bit of a heretic saying this, but I have a rogue nerve tingling a concern right now. Until today, the group here was relatively small. Everyone knew each other, and everyone was entirely on the same page. Now there are a bunch of new folks here, and they all mean well, but a number of them appear to be interested in dragging the whole thing toward whatever other cause inspires them. There is pamphleteer guy with his anti-theocracy newspaper buttonholing everyone he can find to buy his paper. There are the young radicals who are arguing with themselves about what actions they can take, whether or not those actions have anything to do with Cindy. There's nothing wrong right now. I just hope the people who have come and the people on the way remember to be down for the main cause that started this. It would be a real tragedy if this turned into, for example, an answer rally, with everyone rocking their own rallying cry. Right now, this is laser-focused. It needs to stay this way. It's a good thing that this has gotten bigger. Don't get me wrong. But if you're coming, pledge to stick to the main tent. Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. The first massive anti-war demonstration that, when I first met Will and MatCom and Ben Birch and just a whole bunch of folks from Democratic Underground and other activist groups. That first demonstration, a couple of years or before the war started, was run by International Answer. Yeah, bless their hearts. But it was not focused. By the time the speakers got up on the podium, it was about this and about that. All worthy causes. Nobody's bitching or complaining about the causes. It's just that you can't do that. You must stay single issue when the issue is an illegal war or when the issue is a challenge being put forth by one of 1,800 and almost 50 mothers now whose sons have been murdered by George Bush. It has to stay focused. And I think that's what Will Pitt is writing about. So, and I hope on the 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C. that it stays focused. There is all sorts of disease and poverty, and the planet is going to turn into a cinder, and none of us are going to have any air to breathe, and I understand that. I understand that. And the Palestinians are being butchered, and Israelis, civilians are being blown up, and I understand. I understand. And the Chinese ought to get their asses out of Tibet. I understand. And the Indonesian military is just murdering all sorts of indigenous peoples in the so-called East Indies. I understand that. But the overarching issue right now is this murderous group of killers that have taken over our government and have taken us into war. This has got to stop. And we've got to remember that that's what the central issue is come September 24th, 5th, and 6th. The central issue down in Crawford, Texas right now is one woman challenging George W. Bush and his refusal to acknowledge that challenge.
Not by our mouth will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow all peoples, all countries to be deemed evil.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-428-7070. That's 1-800-428-7070. 1-800-428-7070.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
I know what it means to hug mothers and wives.
Twenty-one past the hour. The other quick message from Will Pitt. He said, I spoke to Cindy about the so-called family who attacked her today. Apparently, given all the media outlets available to them, some of Cindy Sheehan's extended family called Matt Drudge and went on the Drudge Report. Oh, God. Anyway, Will writes, I spoke to Cindy about the so-called family who attacked her today. This godmother, according to Cindy, did not know Casey at all. They saw each other maybe once a year. As for the other family members, they've always been at political loggerheads, so their response is no big shock. Cindy treated it with a shrug. Her husband will send out a more detailed response soon. In the meantime, Cindy says the letter is to be treated as little more than bad, dumb noise. The vigil goes on. Today's an anniversary. Today's the 40th anniversary of the uprising in the Watts section of Los Angeles. 1964 seemed to be a turning point in this country. We had the passage of the Civil Rights Act. A new age in race relations appeared to be dawning, but the states, especially here in the South, acted quickly to get around the new federal law. And even in California, California reacted with Prop 14, which moved to block the fair housing components of the Civil Rights Act. And these acts around the country created a feeling of injustice and despair in the so-called inner cities. That's code word for people of color, which is code word for African Americans, which is code word for people who were brought here as slaves. On August 11, 1965, a routine traffic stop in South Central L.A. provided the spark that lit the fire of those seething feelings. The riots lasted for 6 days. 34 people were killed, 1,000 people injured, 4,000 arrested, hundreds of buildings destroyed. After the riots, the governor then, Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's dad, named John McCone, not McCain, John McCone, to head a commission to study the riots. And the report issued by the commission finally concluded that the riots were not the act of thugs or criminals, but rather symptomatic of much deeper problems. The high jobless rate in the inner city, the crappy, lousy housing, the bad schools. Now, the problems were clearly pointed out in this report, but no great effort was made to address those problems, and for the longest time, nothing was done to rebuild what had been destroyed in the riots and in so many areas of Los Angeles. The scars are still there. I remember one of the shocking things that Kathy and I found when we moved to Chicago in 1997 for 3 years was the near South Side. Actually, kind of south, southwest a little bit, where the incredible uprising occurred after the assassination of Dr. King. It was vicious and violent and inner-directed. The people who were involved in the violence didn't move to the North Shore, where the rich white people lived. They burned their own neighborhoods and their own buildings. And that's certainly understandable. But Mayor Richard Daley, or not Richard, who is the first Mayor Daley? Anyway, Mayor Daley, who 3 years later dealt so miserably with the riots during the Democratic convention, allowed the entire area that was burned and destroyed to stay burned and destroyed. He specifically ordered, we found out, that the construction companies and that sort of private enterprise was to stay the hell out of that section of Chicago that had been burned and destroyed. And there are still huge, huge tracts of Southside Chicago that appear as though they were destroyed by some sort of urban warfare. Weeds growing over now, roads torn to pieces, overpasses falling down, buildings decaying. It wasn't just L.A., and it wasn't just Chicago, and it wasn't just Detroit, and it wasn't just Newark. It was all over the country. I bring this up because when we come back after this break, Walter Mosley wrote something. It was in the L.A. Times, and I'm going to share it with you because it just occurred to me. This is the 60th anniversary we had just a few days ago of the nuclear bombing of two cities in Hiroshima, in Japan. And 40 years ago, we had an uprising in this country that was shocking. Absolutely shocking. I wish I could say I'm not white. But I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops. And every other household item, watch a mob just turn and bite them. They say it served them right, because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me, and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV. And all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These tiny...
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Scare you a little? Were you speeding? Well, what if I told you there was a way to make you and your car electronically invisible to virtually all police speed detecting equipment? Police can't catch what they can't see. Introduce yourself to the Phaser 2. illegal in 7 states. The Phaser 2 is a laser radar jammer that confuses police's laser and radar speed detection equipment within a range of 2 to 3 miles. And the best part is, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. It's the one thing police don't want you to have, but every Leadfoot needs. Obviously, we don't condone reckless driving, and some restrictions apply. But if you do get a speeding ticket, we'll even pay your fine. For a 30-day risk-free trial, call 1-800-500-8891. The Phaser 2. Just plug it into your cigarette lighter and poof, you're gone. We dare you to try it for 30 days. Call 1-800-500-8891. 1-800-500-8891.
Millions of miles, thousands of TV appearances, hundreds of baseball games, 80 years of history, and a fleet of Goodyear blimps all add up to one big celebration. The Goodyear Blimp Birthday Celebration, with sky-high savings on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, get up to an $80 rebate on a qualifying purchase. Offers end August 27th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer nearest you. Goodyear. For 80 years, it's been the name everyone looks up to. Mail-in rebate offer subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron, and on Friday, Morning Sedition goes Broadway. No, Mark Riley isn't playing Rum Tum Tugger in the revival of Cats. We're broadcasting live from the famous O'Neill's restaurant across from Lincoln Center, and we'll have some fun with our Morning Sedition regulars. Even Lawton Smalls, who's going to catch a matinee of Mamma Mia later in the day. That's Morning Sedition live on the Great White Way, Friday.
Air America Radio.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Those who fail to heed history, of course, are bound to repeat it. And it's not just Watts. This is written by Walter Mosley, LA Times, yesterday. What we remember about Watts and its environs that hot summer is not nearly as important as what we forget. Many of us remember a young man arrested for a crime he may or may not have committed in the way the streets of L.A. became a war zone. Whole blocks went up in flames. Dozens died. The National Guard was called out. 5 days of violence blazed, and the whole nation, the whole world took notice. What we don't remember, what many of us never really considered, was that this was a mass political action that had no leaders, no apologists, no internal critics. The Watts riot was a spontaneous act of a people who had been oppressed, emasculated, and impoverished for too long. It didn't matter if the man being arrested was guilty or not. It didn't matter if the police stood on in the street and said to go home. Who cared what they said or what their laws said? Who cared about property that would never be ours? The riot was a rebellion, a naturally formed revolution, an unconscious expression of a people who had lived entire lives, many generations, in a state of enforced unconsciousness. It was about people who were poor and undereducated, people who had no motherland or mother tongue or even a history, as far as most of them knew. I was 12 years old that summer. My parents had moved west by then, over near Fairfax and Pico. But on the third night of the riot, I found myself being driven through parts of town that were rife with burning, looting, and violence. One might think that this would provide me with an interesting memory of that time, but I don't find it particularly enlightening. Violence is merely a symptom of a deeper malady. The citizens of Watts understood that if a black man was arrested, he was likely to get brutalized, railroaded, blindsided, humiliated, and that it didn't have much to do with whether he was innocent or guilty. And so young people, and some old, poured gasoline into beer bottles, added rag and flicker, and made a statement that had lain fallow in their hearts for more years than they had been living, a statement that had been whispered by ancestors so far back that its first utterance had been the murmur of slaves. The Watts riot was unity without direction, agreement without understanding. This was not the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. This was not the NAACP. This was not Paul Robeson or Jesse Owens or any other identifiable group, movement, or personality. The Watts riot was a deep-seated anger at injustice that had gone on unchallenged, that was intended to go on forever. There would be no true power for black people. They did not deserve a history or a worldview or even a place at most tables. The Watts riot was the product of an intelligence that was unaware of itself. It was an action that was artless, unstructured, and unplanned. So what's so important about this? What lesson could we possibly learn today from that 40-year-old expression of unrest? Maybe some people reading these words already have an answer. Maybe they know about the million black men and women languishing in prison, overcrowded, bored, and hopeless. They know about the millions more who are soon to return to the penal system with its punitive rules and representatives. They know about the gangs that form in the vacuum of hope. They know about the innocents and soldiers hung out to dry on foreign soil. They know about the shrinking pot and the empty promises and the intentions of those in power to keep the status quo. The immediate and mostly unconscious result of the Watts riot was that some people got a sense of bitter satisfaction while others learned to fear. But this is not knowledge, not learning. The lesson for black and white was taught but not learned. People all over the world, in Darfur, in Cleveland, Paris, and Jakarta, are suffering. They're angry and disaffected, lost and staring at TV screens or podiums dominated by religious zealots. There's a thought somewhere in their unconsciousness, a word waiting to be spoken. This is what I am remembering when I think about that hot summer. I am remembering a future that will be forgotten before we know it has happened. Walter Mosley is a writer in L.A. Bush. I want to do some Bush fairly quickly here, but before we do that, Don Imus is starting to pick up on our method of communication, our rancid, raw, nasty, profanity-laced method of communicating the anger and rage we feel on this program. Don Imus is starting to imitate the Malloy program, apparently. Let's listen.
Says the violence in Iraq may, in fact, increase over the next couple of months. He warns the terrorists will not stop killing for any reason.
Zarqawi's not going to give up. That's what he does.
God, I hate him. I mean, I don't hate. I usually don't have hate in my heart, but I hate that bastard. Speaking to yes? Talking to us like we're 5 years old, you know?
Yeah. That's what they do. They get up and I'm going to shut up.
I mean, I can't listen to that. He talks to us like we're 5 years old.
It really is grotesque.
I mean, that son of a bitch has got to resign. I mean, and that's what he is.
Ooh. The big eye. Talking about Remy. My. At the press conference today, by the side of some road in... And I don't get that. What was the side of the road thing? There's a specific area on Bush's toy former pig farm where he and his associated killers usually stand, or he and some subjugated foreign leader usually stand to make their half-witted statements. But today, they were on some road, and there stood four white guys and a black woman, all four of them with more blood on their bodies and soaked and saturated into their souls than any five people you could name real quickly if you don't name historical committers of genocide. There they stood in the crack White House press corps. Here we go. Mr. President, on Iran again, has the U.S. intelligence sorted out what role the new Iranian president might have played in the 1979 embassy takeover?
It's a really long question.
Stop it. Let me start again. Let's start again. Now, first of all, consider that this question is asinine to begin with. Who cares about the 1979 embassy takeover, right? Mr. President, on Iran again, has the U.S. intelligence sorted out what role the new Iranian president might have played in the 79 embassy takeover? And will he be given a visa to attend the U.N. meetings in New York? And wouldn't denying him a visa damage the EU-3 negotiations on their nuclear program and inflame the anti-American sentiment that Karen Hughes, well, that's the very thing that Karen Hughes is trying to abate, right?
It's a really long question. Let me start off by saying that we're still investigating allegations and or this guy's potential involvement in the hostage crisis. We're in agreement with we have an agreement with the United Nations to allow people to come to meet, and I suspect he will be here to meet.
Brilliant, Bush. Just brilliant.
At the United Nations. On Iran, I can't remember the first four questions you asked on the question, but...
Oh, my Jesus, God. Oh, my God. The reporter reminds him of the question, and then Bush continues.
I appreciate the IAEA's positive first step.
The IAEA? He can never get this agency's name right. He probably thinks it's the Scandinavian Home Furnishing Store.
As you know, there'll be a report back after a period of time, and we look forward to working and hearing what that report says. But the point is that the world is coalescing around the notion that the Iranians should not have the means and the wherewithal to be able to develop a nuclear weapon.
Well, neither should you if you get right down to it, Mr. Bush. Neither should you. Next reporter says, Mr. President, these rumors about a troop drawdown really took flight when some of your military people started talking about drawing down in spring. What was that about? Are they out of line?
Clearly, my position has been clear, and the position of this government is clear.
Oh, sure it is. You're clear as mud with your 8,965th reason why we're in Iraq.
That as Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. And
well,
that means that
huge.
There's a... obviously, the conditions on the ground depend upon our capacity to bring troops home. And the main condition is to whether or not the Iraqis have got the capability of taking a fight to the enemy.
Yeah, excuse my ignorance, but for many Iraqis, wouldn't the enemy be us? More of Bush in a minute.
president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
He cuts down trees, he cuts down schools, and leaves no child behind.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free four-issue mini-subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice. But we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com. Or call 800-999-6863.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at thvitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the
proof that
talk.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Talk that talk. 10 before the hour. All right, back to too stupid to find his ass with one hand or both hands, standing out there in Crawford, Texas, with his so-called advisors behind him, four other murderers. Reporter says, Mr. President, you're increasing U.S. troops, increasing U.S. troop strength in Iraq for the upcoming elections. What happens? Is it possible those troops will be asked to stay on longer if needed to help improve security? And if I may, what happens if Iraq misses the deadline for drafting the new constitution?
No decision has been made yet on increasing troops or decreasing troops. I also know there's a lot of folks here in the United States that are, you know, wondering about troop withdrawals. They're concerned about the violence and the death. They hear the stories about a loved one being lost to combat.
Stories?
And, I grieve for every death.
You have no soul.
It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one. I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place.
This is from the king of Death Row, Texas. He can't put himself in anyone's shoes. And like any other sociopath, he's devoid of empathy or compassion. Once again, you hear this man, this half-man, stumble and stagger and not even able to put together a coherent a sentence when it concerns anything relating to compassion or sympathy or empathy. Ask him about death and destruction, and by God, he can just, he's just slick as oil, isn't he? He continues to ramble about Iraq.
I also have heard the voices of those saying, pull out now.
Was that Laura before you got married?
And I thought about their cry and their sincere desire to reduce the loss of life by pulling our troops out. I just strongly disagree.
Yeah, of course. Of course you do.
Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Immediate withdrawal would say to the Zarqawis of the world and the terrorists of the world and the bombers who take innocent life around the world, you know, the United States is weak.
Oh, well, we can't have them thinking we're weak. Jesus Christ, I mean, we only have 9,000 nuclear weapons. We can't have them thinking we're weak. We're tough. You ought to hit them harder, George. Like you said before, bring them on, you tough-talking Texan chicken hawk. Still more rambling, inane comments on Iraq. This went on for over 10 minutes.
Our mission in Iraq, as I said earlier, is to fight the terrorists.
Oh.
Is to train the Iraqis.
Oh.
And we're making progress training the Iraqis. Oh, I know it's hard for some Americans to see that progress.
What?
But we are making progress. More and more Iraqi units are becoming more and more capable of fighting off the terrorists. And it's very important for our citizens, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, to understand that the mission is a vital mission. And it's one that will be, that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? Reporter Steve is pretty sharp. He says, just to make clear here, Mr. President, you're referring to Mrs. Sheehan here, I think, right?
You know, listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan. She feels strongly about her position. She has every right in the world to say what she believes. This is America. She has a right to her position. And I thought long and hard about her position. I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now.
That's not her position.
And It would be a mistake for the security of this country.
You bastards.
And the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
How exactly, moron, would it weaken our security? First of all, that's not what Cindy Sheehan's primary issue is, but how would it weaken our security? The truth is exactly the opposite. You giggling freak. The quicker we leave, the fewer terrorists you create. And the safer the world will be. It's that simple. You, Mr. Bush, are the biggest threat to our security. You! Global terrorism, Bush, is on the rise because of you!
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Words such as conscience and honor have pretty much disappeared from the American political lexicon in the age of Bush administration lies and leaks. But when the histories of this time are written, it will be remembered that those precious characteristics were not wholly absent. When British Prime Minister Tony Blair was maneuvering his country into Bush's Iraq War coalition, one of the most prominent leaders of Blair's Labor Party, a former foreign minister who then served as the party's leader in the House of Commons, resigned from the government to deliver a blistering condemnation of the irrational arguments that Bush and Blair were making for an unwise and unnecessary war. Robin Cook, who made international headlines with that act of conscience, died last Saturday at age 59. To his last days, he remained an ardent foe of the war. Indeed, Britain's Observer newspaper called Cook the most incisively potent of the war's opponents. For more on Robin Cook's conscience and commitment, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Jimmy Kimmel here with an important announcement about the Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson.
Join Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel for the Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Pamela is the first woman Comedy Central has ever roasted and the least talented. Come celebrate her amazing body of terrible work.
The Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson with Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
If you thought she got by Tommy Lee, wait till you see this.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
The first thing we did was call a realtor.
As soon as I saw that realtor, he put me right at ease.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. President Bush stood in the hot Texas sun today and
stood firm on his Iraq war policy. After meeting with his top defense, foreign policy, and national security advisors, Bush took questions from reporters. He made a reference to the woman who's holding a vigil down the road from the ranch, Cindy Sheehan. Her son was killed in Iraq, and she wants to meet with the president, who has said fallen soldiers have died for a noble cause. Sheehan wants to ask him just what that noble cause is. The president addressed what he believes is her concern.
And I thought long and hard about her position. I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now. And it would be a mistake for the security of this country.
But will he meet with her? We can't tell you because reporters didn't ask him. The president said he has made no decision on whether to increase or decrease U.S. troop levels in Iraq.
We're working hard to ensure our troops and their families are treated with dignity they deserve and the respect they've earned. In the war on terror, our troops are serving with courage and commitment, and their courage is inspiring others. All of our services met or exceeded their active duty recruitment goals in July.
All that is except for the National Guard and the Army Reserves, which the Pentagon said earlier this week did not meet their recruiting goals for July. American forces have suffered their sixth fatality in a week of rising violence in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Afghan villagers are saying U.S. planes have bombed houses, killing several civilians and wounding others. Without providing details, an Afghan governor says U.S.-led coalition forces made a mistake during operations against militants and that non-combatants died. The U.S. military denies any civilians were killed. The government is going to take a closer look at the claims of veterans who now get disability payments for post-traumatic stress disorder. They're looking for inconsistencies in the way the claims were decided, including many cases approved, although they lacked required medical evidence. The review won't be considering the other side of the question, which is whether some veterans were wrongly denied benefits for post-traumatic stress disorder. That has some critics upset. Illinois Representative Lane Evans, the ranking Democrat on the House Veterans Affairs Committee, says we need to pay as much attention to improper denials as we do to improper grants. The September 11th Commission has altered its stance and is now acknowledging it knew military intelligence officials had identified lead hijacker Mohammed Atta as a member of al-Qaeda more than a year before the terror attacks, but decided not to include that in its final report. A spokesperson acknowledged today the panel was unaware of intelligence specifically naming Atta, but he said subsequent information provided Wednesday confirmed that the Commission had been aware of the intelligence. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0464. 1-800-300-0464. 1-800-300-0464.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks?
Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rhodes.
In Iraq, who claims to have the world's second largest oil reserves, they just announced fuel rationing. The reasons for the rationing, cited by the government officials and analysts, insurgent attacks, corruption, decayed infrastructure, and mismanagement. So that mean there's no Iraqi NASCAR season this year? Maybe the suicide bombers will have to carpool and we can get them all at once. That would be good.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour, we get a lot of emails at this program about supporting demonstrations going on around the country in support of Cindy Sheehan. A, B, in support of the idea of getting our troops out of Iraq. So many come in with so many different instructions and places of meetings, so on and so forth. It's almost impossible for us to get them out, and I really feel like a derelict in my duty here in not mentioning everything. The only thing I can suggest is to check in your local area, of peace action groups, what they are doing. I've got two here that's in the Lone Star Iconoclast. That's the newspaper down in Crawford, Texas. There are two tomorrow. And they're referring to them as emergency rallies to support Cindy Sheehan. San Francisco and San Jose, both in California, tomorrow at 5 p.m. The one in San Francisco is at Powell and Market Streets. The one in San Jose is at the Federal Building, 2nd and San Carlos, and the Highway 87 off and on ramps, which are at Julian and Notre Dame. Anyway, just check it with your local peace action groups. That one in San Jose is at 5 p.m. tomorrow also. And in New York City, supporters will set up what they're recalling a Camp Casey in Union Square beginning at 5 p.m. if Cindy Sheehan is arrested. These rallies, I'm going to mention this one time, you know who sponsors these. It's certainly not the Republican Party. Not in Our Name, Code Pink, Global Exchange, Veterans for Peace, Courage to Resist, Bay Area United Against War, College Not Combat, Answer Coalition, World Can't Wait Campaign, and the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors. These are all peace groups that I'm sure everybody who listens to this program is intimately familiar with. One last from George Bush. This is the ugly one, saving the ugly one. Last. This is from today in Texas.
I've met with a lot of families, and I have done my best to bring comfort to the families and honor to the loved one, and get different opinions when you meet with moms and dads and sons and daughters and wives and husbands of those who've fallen. One opinion I've come away with universally is that, you know, we should do everything we can to honor the fallen. And one way to honor the fallen is to lay the foundation for peace.
Which means keep throwing innocent troops into your meat grinder. This man disgusts me. This man is just absolutely disgusts me. I thought I... I thought I had reached the real apex of contempt and disgust where it concerned Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon produced in me maybe a cup of contempt and disgust. This guy produces a train tanker car full of contempt and disgust. It's just unbelievable. Very quick email here from John in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, we should keep this Crawford thing under control. He's referring to Will Pitt's blog comment about staying focused on why people are coming down to Texas if they're going there. Yes, we should keep this Crawford thing under control, but it was a slap in the face for Will Pitt to say, don't turn this into an answer rally. Answer speaks up for underdogs where so-called liberals are mute. Answer has spoken for Haiti, Palestine, Venezuela, and indigenous communities that have been occupied by countries such as ours, who have roots in European conquest of those indigenous people. Answer speaks out on political prisoners such as Leonard Pelletier, Mumia, the Cuban Five. I'm glad they speak out. I wonder how many Answer people have showed up in Crawford to disrupt things. Mr. Pitt should apologize. All right, John, this may be my fault for not putting the correct emphasis on Will Pitt's quick blog. I don't think in any stretch of the imagination was he dissing Answer. He made a very clear statement. Keep it focused. This is not what's going on with Cindy Sheehan. Is not about Haiti, as honorable as that cause is. It's not about the Palestinians or Israeli civilians being blown to pieces, as honorable as those causes are, peace in Israel and the occupied territories. Cindy Sheehan is there not about the Indonesian military and its genocide in East Asia, okay? So, while Answer is notable for its all-encompassing, arms-wide-open embrace of justice, and I support that completely, the problem with so many liberal or left peace groups is their inability to focus on a specific given issue. Everything becomes diffused, unfocused, and the energy just floats out into space. Now, damn it, it's time people on the left understood this. You know, if you're going to have a rally against the war in Iraq, then keep the rally against the war in Iraq. Everybody knows that Leonard Pelletier deserves his own rally. The indigenous people in Indonesia deserve theirs. We understand this. But this is what frosts my ass about the left. You have got to focus. Because when you don't focus, when we don't focus, we come across as gibbering monkeys in a primate house in some damn zoo. And the right loves that. Oh, they love it. So if you're offended by Will Pitt's comment, get your brain in order, John. All right? There's nothing in what Will said to offend you. Or there shouldn't be. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not trying to get in a pissing contest here with anybody. But this is one of the major weaknesses of the left. This is why we are in the position we are in, by the way. Because over the past 30 years, we did this. Constantly, continuously. Diluting our strength, breaking off into all sorts of factions, all of whom were honorable, all deserving attention, but you don't do it all at once. That's called a kaleidoscope. You need to do it with a laser. Do you understand that? Good. Thank you. Now we're getting unfocused. I've just got too much here. Damn it. I don't know. Let's shut down and go home, Kathy. Nadine wrote into me. It was Amendment 25 I was trying to think about. That's the one where if the president... he gets crazy. This is how you remove him from office. I think Bush is crazy. I think he needs to be removed from office. If he can't be impeached, then do an Article 25 on him. People in Joyce in New Orleans writes in, we're coordinating various initiatives in support of Cindy Sheehan. I imagine this is happening in many other cities around the USA. Right. And she says, I wonder if you could have a segment in the next few days in which you announce all the events that those of us who can't go to Crawford will be doing in our respective cities. Well, I think I just answered that, Joyce. I just can't do it. I simply can't do it. To the peace movement in New Orleans, kick ass, take names. To the peace movement in Dallas, kick ass, take names. In New York, in Albany, in Detroit, in Chicago, in Bowling Green, wherever. Do it. Do it. God bless all of you. Well, not God bless, but small g. Goddess bless. The price of gasoline was all over the news tonight. Did you see that? Bush's murderous, thuggish backers. Can you believe this? We're in two wars. We're being chewed up. Our military is being decimated because of these two wars. In turn, we are destroying civilians by the hundreds, by the thousands. And the oil companies are sitting back just loving every second of it. This is why they made sure that Bush and Cheney and the rest of these killers could get into office. Remember before the war started? Remember the signs, no blood for oil, this is all about it. Remember how the right wing said, oh, no, stop. Do you know how much the price of oil has gone up since this war, since these two wars started? And do you know who's making the money? Are the oil companies sacrificing anything? No.
Can't turn back, let's lose the guns, and let's lose the bomb. Stop the corporate contributions that they built upon.
Well, I'll be sleeping on this station till I start to snore. Cause I'm okay to go for an oil war. A salam and a liquor and a liquor salam. Beast of the Middle East.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's not that I'm a film snob, it's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on airamericaradio.com or go to filmmovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or filmmovement.com and receive 20% off your order, plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
Better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. Hydroderm helps you finally do something about the number one reason why you get wrinkles. You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen at home. Hydroderm is a patented, fast-acting, wrinkle-reducing serum that delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-900-8902. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. In fact, Hydroderm cuts wrinkle length and width in half. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. So, is it better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. To try Hydroderm for free, call 1-800-900-8902. That's 1-800-900-8902. Call now before this risk-free offer expires. 1-800-900-8902.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans, we make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know George W. Bush would be coming.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Your host for a Peant's Brilliant Future, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Gas prices, oil prices are off the chart. You know, I've said before, I really think gas ought to be up around $5 a gallon, except for truckers in this country, because we pay for it other ways. You know, we have had subsidized gasoline prices in this country since we started using gasoline as a fuel, right? And the internal combustion engine, I think we can all pretty much agree, is one of the single major causes of what is rapidly becoming the full force of global warming to hit this planet. I hope to get to that topic tonight at some point. But anyway, CNN had posted at their website a couple of months ago, gasoline prices around the world expressed in U.S. dollars per gallon. And we are way down the list. In the Netherlands, it's $6.50. In Norway, it's $6.27. Italy, it's $5.96. On and on and on and on. USA, back 2 months ago, it was $2.34. It's $2.10 in Moscow. It's 12 cents a gallon in Caracas, Venezuela, 38 cents a gallon in Lagos, Nigeria, 65 cents a gallon in Cairo. Saudi Arabia, 91 cents a gallon. You know, for some reason tonight, it started about 5 o'clock this afternoon, I just started to develop a fierce hatred of the Saudi royal family, just an absolute hatred. Bush's business partners, the Bush crime family's business partners in the Middle East, major business partners. What did I hear? I heard someplace that the upsurge in the price of oil. Remember what Bush said? What are you going to do if the price goes up or the supply goes down? Well, I just call them up and tell them to open the spigots. You rat bastard. The Saudi royal family, if I didn't mishear this, is raking in an additional, this is globally, $210 million a day. Now, think of all the... think of all the terrorists. I want to make sure I say this right. Are madrasas strictly involved in teaching? Yeah, I guess I'm on the right track. Any religious school, any religious fanatic, fundamentalist religious school produces nothing but some sort of terrorist. I don't care if it's a Christian religious school, a Jewish religious school, an Islamic religious school, because they bypass science, they bypass logic, they bypass common sense, they bypass compassion, they bypass love, they bypass honor, and they stick with their narrow religious interpretation of the world, the universe, themselves, their relationship to other people. So it is a fair statement for me to say that of the $210 million per day extra being larded into the Saudi royal family, a most useless breed of people ever to squat anywhere on the earth. Now, why do I say that? It's their oil, it's their sand, it's their country. Yeah, that's very true. And when they formed an alliance with Bush, and before Bush, the West, they made damn good and sure that soldiers from the West who are absolutely forced to fight for our oil addiction would be killed. Well, the Saudis, even during the first Iraq War, the Saudis took off. They went to Egypt. They found themselves a nice resort to sit on their asses and wait till America fought their battles for them. The Kuwaitis are just as bad. I don't like these people. And I don't like the fact that of the 19 bombers that attacked this country, if you accept that story, 15 of them were Saudis. I don't want to get into the subplots and the secondary stories. Let's go with the cover story, okay? I'm entitled to my contempt and hatred tonight. So here we are, the ExxonMobil, British Petroleum. There are three or four oil companies that were mentioned in the CNN Business Report whose profits are beyond criminal. They're beyond belief. They're beyond Walmart's. It's just astonishing. And then they have these little, on the news tonight, on the various newscasts, they have these little man or woman in the street interviews with some poor schlump standing at a gas station pumping in $2.79 a gallon gas, or one place in California, $4.06 a gallon gas. And, you know, they stick a microphone in these people's faces and ask those real penetrating questions. Well, how do you feel about this? You know, and you just want to reach to the television and grab the pencil neck reporter and snap it. But am I getting too violent tonight? I'm in a really, really, really bad mood. Really, I am. And I'm not trying to be self-indulgent. I know you're in a bad mood too, right? Huh? God, my tank is just about full up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just about reached that point. And I got to wait another couple, 3 months before I take a vacation. Oh, Jesus. I'm not going to make it. It's a good thing. We decided I shouldn't go to Crawford, because if I go down, I always travel with a weapon unless I'm flying. And if I went down there, God only knows what would happen, right? I don't know. Quick break. We'll be back. Let me go get another cup of coffee. That'll calm me down.
It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
And control.
Of those barrels of black gold.
Texas tea.
Yeah, step up, folks, to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big lights. Hello.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Jimmy Kimmel here with an important announcement about the Comedy Central Roast of Pamela Anderson.
Join Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel for the Comedy Central Roast of Pamela Anderson this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Pamela is the first woman Comedy Central has ever roasted and the least talented. Come celebrate her amazing body of terrible work.
The Comedy Central Roast of Pamela Anderson with Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
If you thought she got f***ed by Tommy Lee, wait till you see this.
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, whitest red journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept our free four-issue mini-subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice. But we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com. Or call 800-999-6863.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on The Revolution Starts Now is singer-songwriter Mike Doty.
Yeah.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Mike Malloy Show, you are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
When you're curious, back
26 before the hour, Mario just sent me an email about this. We talked about it the other night, the Freedom Walk. The Pentagon is sponsoring And Mario sent me the link to the registration page. So you have to register, and you got to see the registration page. You know, it's all done on the Internet. And if you're not registered and get your number and you show up and want to march for freedom, you can't. You have to be registered. Jesus H. Christ, I don't believe this is happening in my country. I don't. But Mario says, I'm tempted to register under a false Arab name and see what happens. If you want to check this madness out, here's the website, PenFed, like Pentagon Federal, PenFed, P-E-N-F-E-D, PenFed.org/FreedomWalk/register.asp. Let me give it to you one more time, PenFed, PenFed.org/FreedomWalk/register.asp.
FreedomWalk/register. It's the Freedom Isn't Free Walk. I like some of those names that Democratic Underground was coming up with last night.
I know, they were good.
Fascist Fest.
But now listen to who's supporting it, according to the website. Stars and Stripes, okay. Pentagon Federal Credit Union, okay. Lockheed Martin, well, sure. WTOP Radio Network in New York, in Washington, okay. ABC Channel 7 and News Channel 8 in Washington, okay. The Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation, okay. The Washington Post, Subway Sandwich Shop. And the Washington Post is supporting this? Just a question. Why isn't the Washington Post reporting on it? Oh, Jesus. I wonder how some of our good friends, loosely speaking, at the Washington Post, some of the editorial writers, how do they feel about this? They're sponsoring an event that allegedly is about freedom. In order to participate, you have to get a number. I guess they're going to tattoo the number on the inside of your forearm. Is that how this works? Oh, my God. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, I apologize for all the herky-jerkiness of the program. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As soon as I do this, I want to go to your phone calls. Kind of losing it tonight. I got something in the mail the other day from... who sent this to us? Oh, here it is. It was very kind of them to do this. Do you all know what an ocarina is? Huh? Do you? I didn't. I had no idea. That's an ocarina. And this was sent to us by Sandy and Richard. And when they sent it, they said, I hope Molly likes the sound. Most babies do. But there's a little thing that came with it from their web. Is this from their website? I think it is. The website is clays.com, C-L-A-Y-Z, clays, C-L-A-Y-Z.com. And you can obviously get these little ocarinas, and there's a little sound book here, or song book here. Oh, my God. This is great. Clays, C-L-A-Y-Z.com. And they're from Washington State. So it's a little tiny thing. Listen to this. This is called The Weight of Nothing. Just listen to this. Tell me the weight of a snowflake, a coal mouse asked a dove. Nothing more than nothing was the answer. In that case, I must tell you a marvelous story, the coal mouse said. I sat on a pine branch close to its trunk. It began to snow, not heavily, not in a raging blizzard, no, just like in a dream, without any violence. Since I didn't have anything better to do, I counted the snowflakes. Snowflakes settled on the twigs and needles of my branch. I counted to exactly 37,473,347 when the next snowflake, nothing more than nothing, as you say, dropped onto the branch, breaking it off. Having said that, the coal mouse ran away. The dove, since Noah's time and authority on the matter, thought about the story for a while and finally said to herself, "Perhaps there is only one person's voice lacking for peace to come about in the world." Wow. Now, this really doesn't have anything to do with Cindy Sheehan, does it? Of course not. "Perhaps there is only one person's voice lacking for peace to come about in the world." Well, thanks, guys, for sending this to me. This is really, really cool. They sent two, one for me, one for Kathy. I'm learning. Ocarina. Ocarina, a little music machine, right? I love it.
Not to be confused with the Macarena. Let us know when you have that mastered, okay? We'll try that again.
Producer, very sarcastic tonight. All right, let's do some phone calls here, if you don't mind. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I called in to talk about what our local chapter of ACLU is doing here.
Oh, okay.
We've got a Shakespeare theater group that's called Sunsets with Shakespeare, and they're wanting to do a modern adaptation of Titus Andronicus.
Uh-huh.
And here's what they have to say about it. It says, "With a country at war and slasher movies and Jerry Springer topping our entertainment choices, we thought, hey, Shakespeare did it first. Ta-da, Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus has made a social parody of American culture and violence in this adaptation. With audience participation, gallons of stage blood, and shades of the Jerry Springer show. The play is set in Rome Estates Trailer Park, which is at war with Gothic Manor Trailer Park on the other side of town. The violence in the play will be portrayed as comedy and parody."
Well, now wait a second. Let me ask you a question. First of all, is Jerry Springer now become the whipping boy for this sort of thing? And the other thing, if I remember Titus Andronicus, there's all sorts of murders in there. There's rape. I think somebody gets buried alive.
Yep.
There's cannibalism. There's what else? Insanity. this is fun. This is going to be done as a comedy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're doing it as a political statement of our acceptance of violence in society.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I know what you're saying about the Springer program on television. Now, you know, he's trying to reform himself here, I guess, and get with the program, but I don't think there have been any rapes or murders or burials alive on Springer's show. Have there been? Maybe there have been. Maybe I missed the good ones.
Yeah. Anyway, they want to do it in a city park.
Right.
They want to do the play in a city park.
Right.
And the director of the Parks and Recreation Department in the city of Lansing is objecting to it because the stage blood may offend viewers.
The stage blood?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not the real reason. The real reason, William Shakespeare was a communist. He was anti-war. He hated America. That's the real reason. Look, I grew up in Toledo. I've been in Lansing a number of times, and I swear to God, I don't think I've ever been in a more conservative city unless it was Provo, Utah. So what's going to happen? Are y'all going to have the play or not?
East Lansing is doing it.
East Lansing?
East Lansing is letting them do it.
Oh, so you have to move it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Titus Andronicus, when Shakespeare becomes too... It is a bloody play. There's no question about it. But it's
weird.
Third is worse. It's not as weird as that awful play about... you know which one I'm talking about.
Hamlet, for God's sake.
You're not supposed to say the word!
Now you're not going to have a good show, right?
Hey, thanks, Will. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, there's censorship in Lansing. You're damn right. And... it probably always will be.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts, with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at THVitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
It's about 10 before the hour. John emailed, well, Mike, George finally told us what the noble cause is. This is the answer to the question that Cindy Shan wants to know. Well, the noble cause is so that we don't look weak. Do you understand, Truth Seeker, and that soundbite that we played earlier this evening, what this degenerate man said, that the reason we're going to continue is so we don't look weak? Now, it started out with nuclear bombs in the hands of Saddam Hussein, and then it changed to other weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons and biological weapons, and then it was terrorists, and then it was weapons programs, and then it was he's going to invade his neighbors, and on and on. And now the rationale, the reason for our being there is so we don't look weak. Do you realize, Truth Seeker, what this psychopath said today? Play it again, Kathy. Let's hear it again. The reason we're going to stay in Iraq.
I also have heard the voices of those saying, pull out now. And I thought about their cry and their sincere desire to reduce the loss of life by pulling our troops out. I just strongly disagree. Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. Immediate withdrawal would say to the Zarqawis of the world and the terrorists of the world and the bombers who take innocent life around the world, you know, the United States is weak.
Oh, my God. Sue writes in, seems to me man-child is in one fix. When Osama's man gave the ultimatum, get out of Afghanistan and Iraq, Bush's little brain went into action. If we pull out troops, I will look weak. Osama has said we will bleed you. They certainly are, and will, and seem to be arranging that. Who would have thought that Osama bin Laden, if he is responsible, his main ally on the planet would be George W. Bush? Oh, my God. Who would have thought it? Oh, and by the way, we are told here the man who identified himself as a school teacher called Springer's program today and said he has a relative in the military in Afghanistan. And the relative says that Afghanistan is completely out of control of the U.S. military. The Taliban is back, regaining strength, reteaming up with the warlords, taking the country back. You say, yeah, you know, when you're dealing with a tribal society, within that society, you can have factions that, given the right conditions, will turn on each other and murder each other. But introduce an invader, and all of a sudden, the cousins, the brothers, the sisters stop killing each other and go after the invader. This is really hard stuff to understand, isn't it, Mr. President?
According to the relative in Afghanistan, things are so dangerous for the U.S. military that most personnel are refusing to leave their bases at night and refusing to leave their bases at all except in large groups. They say that basically the Afghanistan situation was, quote, fully sacrificed, end quote, to Iraq. And this low troop level in Afghanistan, American troops cannot control or prevent resurgence of the Taliban. In other words, it says here, the country that housed the Al-Qaeda training camps and which was the root of the main threat of terrorism in the USA was put back up on the block for the Taliban to retake because Bush and Cheney were interested in Iraq's oil. Now, we've been every once in a while dropping something into the program about Afghanistan. Five Americans, as of last night, have been killed in Afghanistan this week. And reports from Afghanistan about the further bombing and killing of Afghan civilians who, again, have done nothing except have the misfortune of being born Afghan. They drove the Russians out. They will drive the United States out. There is no question, no doubt. Afghanistan is not a country that wants Western-style democracy. It doesn't want it. It will not have it. It's not a country that wants Western-style totalitarianism. That was offered by the Russians. So-called Western-style democracy has been offered by the Americans. And before both of those, a monarchy, a monarchical form of government was offered, or a empire kind of government. Be a member of the empire was offered by the Brits. Commonwealth, that's the damn word I was looking for. They don't want it! This is the position that the Bush crime family has placed this country in. Our military, our reserve units, our National Guard units are being utterly and absolutely shredded. Our frontline military troops are being forced to do things that even they never thought they would do. We are involved in the worst thing that a United States military could be involved in, and that is urban warfare against indigenous populations who are saying, no, damn you, no. We will continue to blow you up. We will continue to blow up those who assist you until you get out of our country.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Musicians, it takes months of planning with top manufacturers Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Mackie to bring you deals with savings big enough,
exclusive rebates,
discounts drastic enough,
price drops,
free add-ons, markdowns massive enough, so we can truly say the wait for the largest savings event of the year. It's Guitar Center's 41st Anniversary Extravaganza. Save 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. Celebration savings start Friday. Don't miss it.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago. And they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call. And you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Crickets. Fireworks.
Yahoo!
The guy who just named his own price for a hotel on Priceline and saved up to $100 a night on a 4-star hotel. A man who got a deal he simply could not get anywhere else. A hero to his family as well as his accountant. What are you waiting for? Book your summer hotel on Priceline now. The new Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Hotel shown only after purchase.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Dear America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush insists the U.S. will stay the course in Iraq. After a summit with top military and foreign affairs advisors at his Texas ranch, Bush said he sympathizes with Cindy Sheehan, the California mother who's holding a vigil near Bush's ranch. Sheehan's son was killed in Iraq. She wants a meeting with the president to demand U.S. soldiers be brought home. Bush said he grieves for every U.S. casualty.
It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one. I understand the anguish that some feel.
And the president said it would be wrong to pull out of Iraq too soon.
It would be a mistake for the security of this country and the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
It has been an especially painful week for the Pennsylvania National Guard, as 4 of its members were killed in the line of duty. This just in the past 48 hours. National Guard Brigadier General Jerry Beck says 4 soldiers were killed when an explosive device went off as their convoy passed in an Iraqi town.
The soldiers were on a patrol when improvised explosive devices struck their up-armored Humvees. Both vehicles were then attacked by small arms fire and rocket-propelled grenades in a well-coordinated attack.
More than 1,800 American troops have been killed since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. The price of oil hit a new high Thursday amid snags in the nation's refining industry. It peaked at $66 a barrel, its third record spike this week. The man described as the architect of the largest accounting fraud in American history has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Scott Sullivan, the former finance chief of WorldCom, got off relatively lightly because he cooperated with prosecutors. Owen Fay reports.
When the scale of the WorldCom fraud was discovered, the company went bankrupt. Billions of dollars were lost, as well as tens of thousands of jobs. Scott Sullivan was the man who orchestrated that fraud. But he claims he did so only on the orders of his boss, Bernie Ebbers. Mr. Sullivan pled guilty early on in the case and cooperated with authorities by testifying against Mr. Ebbers. The judge took this into consideration, and also the fact Mr. Sullivan's wife is gravely ill and unable to care for their daughter. So he will serve only 5 years and will be forced to hand over millions of dollars in assets to the WorldCom creditors. For his part in the scandal, Bernie Ebbers was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Owen Fay reporting.
Minority populations have collectively become the majority in Texas. According to the latest numbers from the Census Bureau, whites now comprise less than 50% of the population of the Lone Star State. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, have you wondered why you keep hearing the same songs on the radio over and over and over again? Well, Elliot Spitzer and the chairman of the FCC want to know, too. There has been an official Payola probe open.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness.
Join us this week as we sit down with a special invited panel of guests as we cover this topic. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
We'll be there.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. David in Florida wanted me to let you know that people in South Florida, if you want information on the anti-war events planned in that part of the state, the country, anti-war Broward, that would be Broward County, antiwarbroward.org, okay? David also says, if you're up tonight around 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time, you can see the Perseid meteor show toward the east. Music from the hearts of, from the heart of space, right? Okay, back to phone calls. Let's see who we have here. We have Bob, who is calling from Connecticut. Bob, welcome to the program.
Mike,
Bob,
how you doing? Big fan of your show. Big
hey, thank you.
Big fan of Randy, man. You guys are great. Air America is awesome. I want to talk to you about those. You mentioned, I kind of want to like vent with you on this one. Is the thing with the left about just being all over the place?
Right.
As far as you know, what they're basically fighting against. You know, there was like a few years ago that there was this big rally down in I think it was in Washington D.C. And the one thing that stuck in my mind was, like, man, he had, I can't remember what the focus was of the rally, but all I remember was just, like, you had people fighting against fur, people, you know, fighting against gun law, or fighting for gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, like, all over the place. And I was like, wait a minute, you're missing the point. Whatever the point was, you were missing the point of something bigger. And I'm afraid that now what's going to end up happening is that same thing's same thing will happen is people might lose focus, and the focus should be against the administration of what they stand for.
Yeah, you know, all these issues are interrelated. There's no doubt that everything that is falling apart in all of these areas where chaos is beginning to arise and the center is not holding, all of them can be linked. But in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of people a lot smarter than me, you can't focus on 30 issues and direct your energy. It simply is a physical impossibility.
Exactly.
It just can't be done.
I would hope, and I really mean this, that for those of us who show up in D.C. on the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September, that it's a single-minded event to stop this war. You know, there's an old saying, I forget who said this, and somebody may have emailed it to me tonight. I don't know. But they said that liberals fall in love, conservatives fall in line.
Yeah.
And therein lies a morality tale for sure. Well, there lies an awful lot of truth.
But the thing is, I mean, we got to, number one, I mean, I think it's not just what the war is, the actual war in Iraq, but why are we in Iraq? I mean, this is what I think, you know, we're talking about Rove and, you know, the Valley Plan case, everything like that. But I think it all leads back to what this government is trying to do. And I don't know if it's oil or power or a power trip or whatever it is. Iraq was an easy one to pull up at the time, I think, because, you know, it was still fresh in everybody's mind from 91. You know, Saddam was still that bad guy and stuff. And it was easy to get the majority of people to back him on this when, well, number one, we should have been, you know, I still believe we should have gone into Afghanistan and just hunted, you know, Osama bin Laden. If he was our enemy, you know, because of 9/11, then that's what we should have gone for instead of going into, you know, Iraq and just bringing up this rehashing what happened, you know, in 91 because it's still fresh in everybody's mind. It was like a marketing thing or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
let me
focus on what this government is actually, and plus, you know, what the media is doing too.
Right. Okay.
Mainstream media.
Gotcha, Bob. Thanks for checking in. You know, as far as going into Afghanistan, I'm not even sure that was necessary. Look what the British have done. Where it concerns the attempts to destabilize and blow up their society, setting aside whatever guilt or complicity that Britain has in this war in Iraq, if you can do that. I realize I'm asking you to parse things down here, but take a look at the way the British responded. Now, it's a different society. It's a different culture. They have millions of surveillance cameras. I understand that. But when they were hit, they did not invade Spain. The other thing, if the answer to the question, the overarching question, why are we in Iraq? What is the justification? If that question were to be answered honestly by the Bush administration, every single one of them would be impeached, thrown out of office, and probably taken to prison. That question will never be answered honestly, because if it is, there's a prison sentence waiting. At worst, at best, they'd be thrown out of office. This murderous regime took us to prison. Took us to war, and they belong in prison. So that's why that question, I don't think, will ever be answered.
Mike?
Yeah.
Why do you hate America?
Yeah, God. Clary is calling from Portland, Oregon. Clary, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I want to say, first off, thanks to Air America. I'm a recent convert via my dentist who surprised the heck out of all of us and actually got out and worked for Carrie last fall.
Huh.
Because she never goes out and does anything door-to-door. But anyway, she's been telling me great things about the radio station, so I started listening. And I just wanted to comment, first off, I am a Republican and have been since 1970 when I registered to vote, because in Oregon you have to choose a party. At heart, I would guess I'd be deemed an independent, but we had a really great Republican governor back then, Tom McCall, and he impressed me a lot, so I followed him. As a Republican, that said, I'm exorbitantly, extremely embarrassed by the behavior of Bush and his I don't even know what to call them, because I do feel that there is a very big criminal element. I'm especially embarrassed by the treatment that they're giving this mother in Crawford, Cindy Sheehan.
Right.
I have a daughter who's 29. Recruiters tried to get her into the military when she was graduating from high school. And were thwarted because she is diagnosed with asthma, and they said then she couldn't be in it. But they were very disappointed after calling and calling and calling and trying to get her to sign on the dotted line. My husband was in the National Guard in the 60s, rather. He showed up to his drills because if he hadn't, there would have been people knocking on our door.
Right.
And we have a 14-year-old son, and I live in terror that they're going to, he's asthmatic too, but I live in terror that they're going to change the rules and say, oh, asthma doesn't count anymore and it can't keep you out because we're getting to the point where we have used all our resources and they're going to have to do something as far as drafting people or trying to buy them off to make it so attractive that people with no money can get, you know, can get into college without going into the military first. And I just think it's, a crime what's happening in this country where people are not valued as human beings. We value the stem cell, the embryos, rather, above the living people because it's okay to send them off to a foreign country to die and then we just forget them.
But Clary, I have to ask you, and I'm sure everyone listening to this program right now is screaming into the radio, Malloy, ask her the question. So I'll go ahead and ask it. Why do you call yourself a Republican?
Well, I'm registered as a Republican, and I did take a wicked delight in every time the RNC called me last fall and asked me if the president could rely on my vote to tell them no, I was voting for Mr. Kerry. It's sort of my little statement, because in Oregon, when primary comes around, I have to, if I'm not registered Republican or Democrat,
right.
I can't vote in the Republican, or I can't vote in the primary,
right.
So my voice isn't heard. So for the last two primaries in the presidential election years, I went in and wrote in the current Democratic candidate on the Republican ballot, and to me it's making a statement.
Okay, but part two of my question then, and I think I know the answer to this, but why don't you just change your party affiliation? I mean, I don't blame you if you're put off by the Democratic Party right now, too. But
I am a little put off by the Democratic Party because I really, you know, I want to know, and we've got a fabulous Democratic Senator, Ron Wyden.
Uh-huh.
And that there are some things that he has been doing lately that has really got my hackles up a little bit in where he's not questioning mm-hmm. enough, you know. But that's not, you know, the real reason. We are the Republican Party that is in power now is not the Republicans that I know. It's not
I
the
hear
Republican
you.
Philosophy.
I hear you.
It's not, you know, I want to see, like, I could have actually almost voted for McCain.
Right.
Until he endorsed Bush.
Right.
And after the way Bush trashed him, he didn't have the dignity and the integrity to stand up and say, no, this guy is wrong, and anybody who plays these kind of games should not be in office. So that's, you know, one of the things that bothers me about both parties. And truly, I think, because I don't really vote by the party, I do vote by the candidate.
Right, I understand.
But anyway, I do want to thank you guys for everything you're doing. I get really mad when people say that, you know, we're being attacked because they hate our peace, and I get really mad when people say that people who criticize our government, particularly American citizens, hate the USA. That's not the case. I think I used to go to a Presbyterian church. We had a minister for a while, and he did a whole sermon on the fact that if you love something greatly, you want it to behave properly.
Absolutely. Clary, I have to leave it there. This has been a very enlightening phone call. Thank you so much. I hope you call in again. Thanks, Clary. Take care.
We don't get fooled again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
23 past the hour. Rick is calling from Los Angeles. Rick, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I was listening to you play that ocarina, and I thought maybe she's too young for me to send Molly a snare drum. I don't think you guys would appreciate it.
No, I don't think we would. I really appreciate this little. What's it called, Kathy? A sweet potato. I think that's what that's one of the slang names for an ocarina is potato, sweet potato, something
sweet potato.
Like that.
Yeah, it's fun to play. I hope I learn how to play it. Oh well, that's not why you really called.
I wanted to call because I think it was very important what you that note from William Rivers Pitt that you were talking about
staying focused.
I'm sorry?
About staying focused?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, because I think as progressives, we tend to self-immolate at almost every opportunity because we don't get that laser focus that a lot of the right does, you know? On Justice Sunday, you know exactly what they're talking about.
Sure.
Right? When it comes to things that the media focuses on for the left, we are all over the place. And the important thing is for people that are going to be in Crawford, make sure that you put away the Greenpeace flyers, the thing, whatever you have on Rafael Palmero, I mean, anything like that, and just go over there and support Cindy on the questions
sure.
that she wants to ask the president. That's it. Everything else will fall into place after that. And if we can't do that, we really don't deserve to consider ourselves a movement.
I know. And as weird as this is going to sound, come the 24th in D.C. for this huge anti-war demonstration, which is what I'm hoping it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
Carrying huge signs about free Mumia, while that may be a justifiable cause, there may be people who want to march against the war who don't believe in freeing Mumia. There may be people who think the Palestinians are really murderous thugs. There may be people who think the Israelis are absolute killers and Nazis. So, you know, to try to bring up all the... There may be people who are just absolutely, adamantly opposed to abortion. And it just goes on and on and on and on. So when you have this diverting energy flowing through the crowd, it totally diffuses. I mean, anyone who understands elemental physics will understand what laws apply and don't apply in a situation like this. So imagine having 300, 400, 500,000, a million people marching in D.C. who single-mindedly were there to tell these bastards in the Bush crime family to bring our soldiers home and stop the war. That's what I'm hoping will happen, and I don't know that it will, Rick.
I hope people are disciplined about it, because we have not been, and you made the perfect point. That's exactly why we're in the position that we're in right now, is because we don't engender that trust. You know, when someone like Kerry, who obviously had the brain, the courage to beat this guy, when he can give a mush mouth excuse like I voted for it before I voted against it, you know, and you know, if you look like, if you're going to Crawford, if you look like Wavy Gravy, shave,
get your hair cut, put on some khaki, put on some Dockers. Hey, I gotta leave there, Rick. Thank you, I appreciate it. Take care, pal. Well, all right, don't put on Dockers. Oh Jesus, don't do that.
Democracy dead, only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed the light bulb.
But wait!
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement, are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
EcoTalk.
This weekend on EcoTalk, we'll check in to the greening of the hotel industry, learn how eco-chic is catching on at the Kimpton Hotel Group, Fairmont Resorts, and Hilton Hotels. The hospitality industry could use a little greening. Ever wondered why they have to wash your sheets and towels every day? And what do they do with all those little shampoo and conditioner bottles anyway? Tune in this week for the bad and good news about the hotel industry. all this weekend on EcoTalk.
You must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail.
Oh my God. Did you edit that?
You never have to edit them. That's the beauty of Bush.
Could you play that one more time?
Absolutely.
Because when it first starts, you know, I'm already thinking about some smart-ass remark I can make and say, yeah, you're talking about us. But then he puts the capper on it when he ends it. Play that again.
We must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail.
Jesus, God. Oh. 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 It's such, what's the expression? Such dark, nasty, noir humor.
Can I play my favorite that has literally nothing to do with Iraq or anything, but just because I want to play it?
Sure, go ahead.
It's about Harkin.
Harkin,
and we never talk about the Harkin. Remember when he was almost indicted?
Yeah, Harkin Energy. This is back before he was governor, while he was still just a punk ass running around Texas screwing people out of their investment money, right?
Yeah. Anyway, but this is a sound clip from after he became president.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
There was no malfeasance, no attempt to hide anything. It was just a accounting firm making a decision as to how to account for a complex transaction.
There was no malfeasance, though, he'll have you know.
Yeah, but it was
a complex transaction.
God, what a dumb bastard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ah, Steve is calling from Portland, Oregon. Steve, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. It's always good to hear you.
Thank you.
No problem. I want to say, following up on my fellow Oregonian Clary's call, thinking strategically as far as national politics are concerned, I was on the Nader campaign's payroll in 2000.
Uh-huh.
But I'm actually thinking nowadays that the best thing we could do as progressives would be all to register Republican and work for the likes of John McCain. Because what we want to do is we want to shatter the right wing's coalition. That's what they did to us in the 60s with their well-known Southern strategy, which was started out by Richard Nixon. But if we really want to beat these guys, we got to shatter their coalition. And if McCain or somebody like that got the nomination, they'd have to run a third-party candidate.
You know, that's one hell of a good idea, Steve.
Well, you know, we got a state senator out here in Oregon named Rick Metzger, who I think is a hell of a guy, and he wants to turn the Oregon legislature into a nonpartisan body. So I'm thinking, hell, let's all register the same party and vote and work for opposition candidates in the same party, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's undermine them from within. We got to win this thing, you know.
I mean, wow.
We can't keep all my friends out here in Portland. They're interested in Kucinich and Nader and David Cobb.
Uh-huh.
I understand completely, but we're not getting anywhere, you know.
That's I think you've just made more sense in the past 45 seconds than I have made in the past year.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm actually going to register Republican, and I'm going to smoke pot and go to all our meetings, and you know, try to interject a new idea from within their own ranks, I think, is what I'm going to do.
That's great, Steve. That's great. All right, man.
Seriously.
I hear you. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, pal. That's a brilliant idea. Now, they being Air America Radio, they pay us a living wage, Kathy, and trust me, that's all it is. They pay us a living wage to be brilliant like Steve was. How did we miss that idea completely?
Because we are stupid?
No, he makes a very good point. We're focused on the true liberal Democrats, like Dennis Kucinich.
Mike, why do you hate America?
All right, all right. We focus on those people, and knowing full well in our hearts that Denis Kucinich has as much a much chance of being elected president as Al Franken. And Steve comes up with the right idea. Support someone like McCain, who I can't stand because of his cowardice. But on the other hand, Steve is absolutely right. It would just drive a stake into the heart of this psychopathic Republican Party. That's an excellent idea. Good for you, Steve. Ali is calling from New York. Ali, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir.
Yeah, you know, you are a hero. You are a hero. I want to thank you. I want to thank Air America because...
Now, wait a second. I have to disagree. I'm a telemarketer who got a job in radio.
You are great. You are a hero. To me, you are a hero. And this station brings healing to me because I was so frustrated. And I thought, hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. And this station brings healing to a lot of people because we have a very bad media that it is, unfortunately, it is not, the mainstream media is not an American media and is a deceptive one, and that is not fair for this country that has so many beautiful people. And to come with this garbage to us we talk... not us, but these guys that deceiving the people and the public, talking about democracy when they are dictators themselves.
Right.
And this is an insult to the intelligence of the people in the country. So I'm talking to everybody that I know and letting them know about Air America because this is the real Americans that are speaking to the people. And for Mr. Bush, he is a coward. And he was a friend of Saddam. And Rumsfeld was a friend of Saddam. So what they talking, what the hell are they talking about? For God's sake.
I know.
Now, also Mr. Bush, he make himself like he is a Christian. And Christ, you know, Christ does not know him. Because Christ says that you know them by their fruits.
Uh-huh.
And not but what they say. They are deceiving people all over the place. And, you know, we have a right-wing Christian that they claim that they have the Holy Spirit when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will guide us to all justice and truth. So where is the truth and justice in them? So they have nothing to do with Christianity, let me tell you. And also Christ says that to laugh with whom laugh and cry with whom cry. These are a bunch of criminals in the name of Christ. And Mr. Bush said that this was a crusade, so he can eat those words back, you know, who he is deceiving. I thank you very much for this station and for keeping up the good work. The other thing is that I would like to point out is that the White House is another occupation, Palestine. By the way, I'm a Palestinian-American, and I love this country, and I want to defend it in truth, not in lie like Mr. Bush.
I hear you.
The White House is another occupation, not only Palestine occupied, by Zionism and by, look, I have a lot of Jewish friends and I play music with them and there are a lot of good Jewish people. I'm not offending any Jewish people or anything like that. But Zionism is out. And occupation in the name of God and claiming that this is the Holy Land, it is the Holy Land, but to claim that this is a promised land, which it was, but you know what? They are not with God. And what they're doing, like Mr. Sharon, he is another partner of Mr. Bush. So they can both go to hell instead of killing our children every day in Iraq and where else, like in Afghanistan. And basically, this is what I wanted to express. And I want to thank God and thank... And I would like to say that this country talks about freedom and expression. And tonight, I'm happy that I can express myself over the airwaves of Air America. God bless you guys, and I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike, because I still believe that you are a hero. And we need more of you. Thank you so much.
Well, Ollie, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You take care. But I, no. I'm a radio talk show host who has an ocarina.
Oh, I want to say it would have been a Macarena I could paint.
No, this is an ocarina.
Hey, ocarina.
Thanks again to Sandy and Richard at clays.com, C-L-A-Z.com. If you like these little things, go check them out. You know? Thanks again. Sandy and Richard sent us two of them. And I just think they're just cute. They're ugly as hell. They're just so cute. They're so ugly, they're cute.
And we promise we'll never play them again until we really learn how. That's better. Life is funny.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. 7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
In the corporate world, sometimes things aren't exactly black and white when it comes to accounting procedures.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? You can take your revenge, but you still feel bad. There must be more to life than lucky strikes and some unlucky ones.
It's about 10 before the hour, 9 before the hour. Thanks to our crew in New York, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered this program, David Fizikas, our associate producer, who handled the phone calls, and our out-of-body crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, who is our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Tomorrow night, we're going to interview Jim Fetzer, who is the co-author of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Be here for that. An email from Lori in San Diego that I have to share with you. Hey, Mike, just heard that guy talk about infiltrating the party. Well, I've tried that, and it worked. My last two boyfriends were Republicans. The one last year finally decided not to vote for Bush. And I got this last one to sign the Conyers petition, and he is now against the war, although I don't date him anymore. So my friend suggested that I keep going. I wouldn't mind if I didn't have to sleep with him. Love your show. Regards, Laurie in San Diego. Oh, my God. Anything for the cause, right, Laurie? Oh, man. And what is this? The iconoclast is reporting that King Aragon went to Camp Casey today? Really? Aragorn. Not Aragon. Come on, Mike. King Aragorn went to Camp Casey in Texas? Viggo Mortensen? That's according to the Texas iconoclast. God, I love that movie. All three of them. Bill is calling from Long Island. Bill, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How you doing, Mike?
Fine,
I got something that's really kind of simple for a lot of people to do who are trying to figure out some way to support Cindy Shan who can't go to Texas, don't have the money to get there, they can't afford the time off. just grab a T-shirt, grab any shirt, grab a piece of cardboard, grab some paint, stick it on the side of your house, and just simply write the words, I'm standing with Cindy Sheehan.
That's great. That's very simple, very direct, very straightforward, and very powerful.
That was just an idea that I had because it's something that I wish I could get down there, but I can't. And then I realized I can do this, and if everyone starts to do that, it's something that, you know, everyone could be standing there all across the United States supporting her just silently.
Isn't it amazing how the media filth in this country have attacked her?
Oh, I'm just, it makes me disgusted when I heard some of those clips from Hannity and everybody. I mean, they're just like, it just disgusts me.
It is. It is so bad. That's a great idea. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it very much, Bill.
You're welcome, Mike.
All right,
sir. Take care.
You too. Take care. Have a nice evening. I don't get some of these people. I really don't. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
You know, the beginning of George's lie today rested in the word that he fought. What George is, you know, it's not capable of thought because what he is, well, I see it every day when I clean up after my dog and when I bend down to pick it up with a piece of tissue. I don't ask it how it is.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, yeah, I certainly can relate to that comment.
But if it's to now show our strength, I mean, this he couldn't win a foot race with a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show the continual admittance of what they're going to do and their lie. Years ago when they said the Democrats are threatening the nuclear family, that's when they started to destroy the nuclear family economically.
That's right.
So that one of them couldn't be home. During 2000, he started saying how the economy was falling apart, saying, I intend to destroy this economy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that Clinton has destroyed the military, showing clearly that I have every intention of destroying the military. And now he's standing with the woman who is now everybody's mom. And I would like to talk to Barbara Bush, who, Barbara, if you had had children, which you did not, because certainly not human ones, because you're a viper, you laid eggs. But if one of them had been killed by somebody and had lied about it, God and your sweet baby Satan would be doing what George is doing now, peeing in his pants.
I hear you. Charles, you have a wonderful way with language. Thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
What Barbara would say is, why should she bother her beautiful mind with that?
That's right. She would, wouldn't she? Thanks for participating tonight. I deeply, truly, madly appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Would you like to look and